When life feels unstable, when prayers seem unanswered, and when you're quietly wondering if God has forgotten you, this is your reminder that He hasn't moved an inch. In the next few minutes, I want to walk you through the gentle, stubborn faithfulness of God. Because even when you can't see it, He is still holding you together. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, that's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. I hope you're having a great Saturday morning. We are in our series, Israel, the Church and God's Sovereignty. And we're going to dive into God's Word here in just a few moments. But before I do, if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, place that in your huddle if you're in that Washington Defender app. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us get the Word of God going across the state of Washington so that we change our hearts and that in turn changes the public square. Hey, today's question is, how does God's refusal to abandon Israel strengthen your confidence He won't abandon you? Let me read that again. How does God's refusal to abandon Israel strengthen your confidence He won't abandon you? God is faithful to Israel. God is faithful to His bride. So let's read Romans chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. It says, I say then, God has not rejected His people, has He? So look at what Paul's saying here. He's asking the question that everyone is asking today, or many people are asking today. May it never be. So he answers unequivocally, may it never be. For I too am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham of the tribe of Benjamin. He says, hey, listen, I'm one of these guys. I'm a Jew. I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. I'm a descendant of Abraham. I'm an Israelite. He's saying he hasn't abandoned His people. And then he says, God has not rejected His people from whom He has foreknown. Or do you not know that the scripture says in this passage about Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? So we're going to handle verse 2, the first half, and then tomorrow I'll handle the second half of verse 2. So think about this. Is God faithful? And if He is faithful, then is He faithful to Israel? And I want to go back to think about when Israel will come to an end. And if we go to Jeremiah chapter 31 in verse 35, it says this, thus says the Lord God, who gives the sun for light by day and the fixed order of the moon and the stars for light by night, who stirs up the sea so that it waves roar. The Lord of hosts is His name. So it says, hey, this is the God, the creator God, who gives the sun for light by day and He's fixed the order of the moon and the stars. So He's created all things. His name is the Lord of hosts. If this fixed order departs from before me, declares the Lord, then the offspring of Israel also will cease. So it says, hey, if the sun, the moon, and the stars cease to exist before God, then the offspring of Israel also will cease from being a nation before me forever. From being a what? A nation. From being a what? A nation. So it says, thus says the Lord, if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out below, then I will cast off all the offspring of Israel for all they have done, declares the Lord. So some have asked, is Israel a true nation? Is Israel a fake nation? Are we supposed to support Israel? All these kind of things. I'm just telling you, if you read your Old and New Testament, both of them, in the Old Testament, it's very specific. The sun, moon, and stars have to somehow go away. It says, if the fixed order departs, in other words, the sun, moon, and stars depart from before me, declares the Lord, then the offspring of Israel will also cease from being a nation before me forever. He says, my nation will not go away until the sun, moon, and stars cease to be in their fixed order. If the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out below, then I will cast off all my offspring. So that's question number one. People say, has Israel departed? The scriptures, at least in those two sources, and I could give you dozens more, says no. If you go through the book of Ezekiel, if you go through Jeremiah, Isaiah, you're going to see over and over the major and minor prophets saying no. All right. So then he says, for I too am an Israelite. And it says, God has not rejected his people for whom he has foreknown. So this idea of us walking into the public square today, understand that God is faithful and that he has a nation and God has a bride, and he'll be faithful to his nation and he'll be faithful to his bride. So the next part is foreknowledge. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. And that comes from Romans 11. Now, when you see that word foreknow or foreknew, you need to go back to Romans chapter 8 and understand the foreknowledge of God. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says this, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Now, verse 29, here's the key part to this. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined. Okay, I didn't write it. Paul wrote it. The Paul who is a Jew, who is from the seed of Abraham, who knows the scriptures, a Pharisee, trained in the law, he says, God's predestination is based upon his foreknowledge. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son. So God has the Jewish people of Israel that he foreknows. God has the Gentiles whom he foreknows. And those he foreknew, he predestined. Now, he foreknows every single individual choice and outcome. That is why salvation is by grace through faith. It's receiving the free gift of God by grace. He foreknows those decisions, and that affects our destiny. Let me finish that in Romans 8, 28. He predestined to become conformed to the image of his son so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So, why is this so important? Have you noticed that in the public square, there's been a lot of, you know, discussion about Israel, the validity of Israel, the Jewish nation, this war that we are in Iran? There's just a lot of discussion. And I want us to have a scriptural foundation that's very clear. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Now, in the next set of verses tomorrow, we're going to cover he always has a remnant. You're going to see that tomorrow, but we're not going to cover that today. So let's pray and know that God is going before you and he foreknew you. And if you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he's destined you to become conformed to the image of his son. All right. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We do pray a blessing upon our day. God, we thank you that you have foreknowledge, that you've predestined us, that until the sun, moon, and stars fall, you love your nation. God, you have a bride, and that the Gentiles have been grafted in. We are so thankful for that. We have roots that go beyond what we could ever measure. And so, Lord, we thank you for our Jewish older brother. We pray a blessing upon them. We pray that they will turn to you and know that all that God, that you have for them is theirs. They need faith in Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And so, God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Would you draw us closer together, God? God, we know that Israel is the apple of your eye. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, we thank you for this series, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty. And we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press press huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you in your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.